Hello one and all, Happy New Year from Dialab. We wish you all a great year ahead. And now, we welcome you to Dialab Radio Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 5, 1916. We talked about honeybee propolis and its bioactive component, caffeic acid phenethyl ester, CAPE, in last episode, remember? Once again, I bring you another report from Dialab Sukuba team on CAPE. This time, they landed on CAPE when they were doing screening for natural compounds that would help cells survive the hypoxic environment. Well, have you heard of hypoxia? Yes, this means the condition when the oxygen is not enough for survival and our body reacts to it in multiple ways. It can be respiratory stress, brain damage, or aggressive cancer. So you can imagine that finding cure and prevention of hypoxia will be very, very important, right? Okay, let me tell you that there are proteins that are increased in cells or our body in response to hypoxic conditions. Dialab used one of these proteins called HIF, H-I-F, for hypoxia-inducing factor, as a marker for hypoxia modulation by natural compounds. In their cell-based screening assay, they spotted CAPE as a pro-hypoxia factor at low non-toxic doses. And then they did computational and experimental analysis and showed that CAPE activates hypoxia protein by inhibiting its natural inhibitor in the cells. Oh, what a way! What a complex way of working, but it works. Now, they also tested if this increase in HIF by CAPE would be functionally good. Well, they are showing that pro-hypoxia effect of CAPE also prevented stress-induced protein aggregation that is very, very common in age pathologies. So people consuming honeybee propolis that has CAPE should feel very happy about it. The study appeared in journal called Cell Stress and Chaperones, Volume 23, 2018. Please take a look. Bye for now. Stay connected.